odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Unemployment up during the last month. Correspondent Chris Barnes with a report.
The Labor Department reporting that 244,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 more than the previous week's revised total, and a few thousand above what experts were predicting. The biggest jumps in initial claims were in Iowa, Delaware, and Washington, and the sharpest declines were in Michigan, Missouri, and California. I'm Chris Barnes.
The New York Times admitting they lied to their readers when they said the Trump administration was hiding a report on climate issues. The Times published Tuesday what they called an exclusive report showing conflict with the president's claims on global warming and said the administration was trying to suppress the report. The Times then had to admit the report had actually been available since March. Several scientists connected to the report say the White House changed nothing in the document. Despite the Times making an admission, yes, the document had been available for months and was not actually being hidden by the Trump administration, they said it wouldn't have gained attention until the Times mentioned it. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
The National Football League taking a step forward in standardizing officiating by hiring some full-time refs.
The NFL Referees Association says the league plans to hire 24 full-time refs for the 2017 season. Full-time officials will be hired at each of the seven officiating positions. The NFL currently employs 124 officials with 17 crews of seven people and five swing officials that serve as substitutes. Refs have always worked as contractors in the past. NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent says it's a great development for the league and improving the quality of the game.
Arizona Senator John McCain releasing a video thanking those who supported him after his diagnosis with brain cancer.
The Arizona Republican has been battling brain cancer, but he's been touched by the outpouring of support. Senator John McCain put out a video on Facebook to express his gratitude.
Thanks for your letters. Thanks for your phone calls. Thanks for your outpouring of affection. Even those that want me to die don't want me to die right away, so that's good.
McCain has been back in Arizona undergoing treatment since going to Capitol Hill to vote against GOP health care legislation.
In 1971, a man calling himself Dan Cooper hijacked a jetliner, demanded $200,000 in cash, and then parachuted out of the plane, never to be seen again. Now a crew of volunteer cold case investigators in the Pacific Northwest say they've uncovered potential evidence. They've reported finding a parachute strap that appears to be decades old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Listening to the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. A little different this morning, or a little different today, a little different this week.
It is different. It absolutely is. And look, it's so funny watching your face, Brian. Listen, folks, if you first off, we got a new bumper song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miles Bauer, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, my co-hosts all. Ludwig, are we Facebook streaming?
Yep, and your daughter, Sarah, joined us already.
By the way, folks, before I jump in with Miles, I spent about 20 minutes this morning trying to define the term establishment Republican. And to help me again, Miles, what is your idea of establishment Republican? I say it that way because I found about 53 different definitions.
So the way I do, whether this is accurate or not, but this is in my sad mind, those folks who are more about preserving their way of life in Washington rather than any agenda item or any ideal. They are simply there to make a living and a lifetime around Washington and do whatever they have to do in order to pull that off.
One of the definitions I stumbled across was on thoughtco.com, suggested that the new meaning of establishment Republican are those folks that are anti-Republican seeking to take the party down. And so they identify anyone, whoever is or was to elected office as a Republican, as being establishment Republican.
The establishment is comprised of both Republicans and Democrats.
Okay.
So I don't know that the establishment is necessarily a party affiliation.
So I had always thought that the establishment Republicans, this is my vantage, and first off, we've talked about it, so I don't want to get real deep into it. And by the way, folks, in a minute we're going to come back to the bumper music that you heard when we started the show. But what I had always interpreted establishment Republicans are, first off, is folks that have been around for a while. So I've been a volunteer now for approaching 20 years. And by a lot of folks' definition, even though I am still at heart a Tea Party Republican, a classical liberal Republican, look it up, don't throw stones at your radio, but I've been around so long that I've become a fixture, and therefore there are some folks that point at me and say, he's an establishment guy. You mean because I've been working hard as a volunteer for free for a couple decades, that makes me establishment? My personal definition of it has been, as you folks have heard, of the check writers and the check cashers, the folks that are flowing money, and so their agenda in this is the money. And to your point, maybe it is self-preservation. But establishment used to be the folks that had been around long enough to know what the electorate was looking for. And in other words, how can we preserve our party? And I agree with you, doesn't matter whether it's Democratic or Republican. It was they would do the math across the fruited plain and say, okay, we've got 52 Republicans and four or five of them are a little bit squishy. That means we need two or three more. What message and what candidates are the folks looking for in either those districts or districts that are currently held, more preferably currently held by Democrats, that we can take back? And by the way, folks, the Democrats look at that exactly the same way. They do the math and say, how more can we get? And those folks are usually thought of, at least in the old school world, as establishment, the folks that are trying to establish their party brand, etc. So, but my reason for bringing it up is very candidly, I really found a whole bunch of different definitions. Very few of them in recent times connotate as something positive. It used to be positive, and not that long ago. In my time as a volunteer, it was positive, and now it's not so much. So I just, to me, it's a fascinating thing.
I think the establishment term is associated now with the rhino term.
Well, the rhino term came out of the Tea Party era.
Yes, I mean, I think that really the people that were considered establishment are equivalent to what the people believe is a rhino. And rhino, that's when it really started
rhino,
getting out there.
Rhino is a Republican in name only.
Yes.
But to me, if we were doing litmus test, which I don't subscribe to, but if we were, it would be those folks that do not buy into the Webster's Dictionary definition of Republican form of governance.
Mm-hmm.
Small r Republican form of governance. If you don't believe in a representative limited constitutional government, you're probably not a Republican.
Yeah.
That's my view of it. Now, to Miles's point, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but there are some folks, like I would say McPain, that sees that as a very different topic. And by the way, along with his cohort, Senator Flake, or however you say that guy's name, who says he wrote a Barry Goldwater book, and it looks like Barry Goldwater's book. As a writer, I'm just saying it shares so much in common that, in my view, it is Barry Goldwater's book, and someone ought to be yelling copyright. That's what I would say about that. He's the most recent Republican to be vocally attacking the president.
Okay. And, so I would make a distinction between rhinos and establishment people. Rhinos still believe in an agenda, but it's far more moderate, if not just full-on progressive, where the establishment really isn't about ideals. It's about self-preservation.
It may be, and I think there are certainly an element of folks that is true for, but I still maintain, I mean, again, I get called establishment. I am as far removed from that as you can get. I don't get paid to do it. I'm not in here for the whatever it is. I'm not getting anything out of it but a whole bunch of headaches and hard work, and I'm not whining, but that's not why I'm in it. But yet some of those folks that use that term so freely and loosely will point at Mike Hewitt. He's an establishment. He's been around forever. Well, wait a minute. And I am one of the guys that, under the old definition of establishment, I'm looking to see how can we strengthen the Republican Party and how can we grow it. If 52 or 51 or whatever the seat count is, if that doesn't get it done, then how can we get it to 54, 55, or to 60, I'm just saying. That, to me, is what an establishment Republican should be about, whether they're paid or not. But I still maintain an establishment person, regardless of party, as the check writers and the check cashers, the folks that move that. And interestingly enough, if you look at on a party level, state or federal, there are huge amounts of money from large, large donors. And then the grassroots will say, well, that's all big money, people. That's true. How much money did you send? What do you mean? Well, how much money did you send? Did you send $50? I don't have $50. Yeah, you do. And so the question becomes, if we don't take a position, that leaves a vacuum. And the big money folks will fill that vacuum. It's just a matter of, it's just the reality of math. It takes a certain amount of dough to run a state or a federal party or a local campaign. And if you're not contributing it to it, it's either going to fail or the big money will fill the vacuum you've left. And there goes your power. You've allowed yourself to be subverted by default. It's like the folks that don't vote. Those guys are so, I get such a kick out of it. They'll be hopping up and down, screaming and hopping about how rotten, and then they'll default by not voting. I don't, and Miles and I are different on that topic, but I don't get that thought process whatsoever. If one stinks and the other one stinks worse, I'm going to vote for the one that stinks less. That to me is just math. What say you, Miles?
So this is bringing back fond memories of the 2012 campaign when
right.
I just finally said,
"Yeah,
I am done."
I get it. I do get it. Well, there's so many different ways of slicing it that it just It's tough for folks to know. And by the way, the messaging is so confusing nowadays across the spectrum, from the media both sides of the media, which we'll touch on later in the show, are upside down. Folks, we've got to go to a break, or we'll be right back.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Cool! There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You can't buy my silence, you can't steal.
And you're listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Brand new theme music.
Listen, on that note, folks, we ran a contest for a month, and a fellow named Leroy Beck promoted that song with us. I'm not a big country guy, to be honest with you, but I really like the lyrics to that song. And I said, you know what, we'll give that song a little ride and see how it works for a few episodes. And again, I like the you can't buy my silence. If you look up the lyrics sometimes, they are pretty powerful words. And I liked it enough that I said, that's going to be it. So Leroy Beck from the big city of Muskegon won our $100 RenegadeRiver.com contest with that. So Leroy, get on RenegadeRiver.com or give me a shout at the store. I look forward to seeing you, congratulating you, and thanking you. Beyond that, folks, listen, I want to change direction for a minute. In fact, I thought I was going to have an interview, and it looks like the fellow's got some telephone numbers confused, so I don't know if we'll make it after the next break or not. But in the meantime, do me a favor and play that clip for you.
The actuality.
There you are.
All right, here we go.
Let her happen.
Like I said, the statement that was issued was true, and there were no inaccuracies in the statement. I think what the bigger question is, everybody wants to try to make this some story about misleading. The only thing I see misleading is a year's worth of stories that have been fueling a false narrative about this Russia collusion and based on a phony scandal based on anonymous sources. And I think that is, if we're going to talk about misleading, that's the only thing misleading I see in this entire process.
Like
you
that.
Guys are focused on a meeting that Don Jr. had no consequence when the Democrats actually colluded with a foreign government like Ukraine. The Democrat-linked firm Fusion GPS actually took money from the Russian government while it created the phony dossier that's been the basis for all of the Russia scandal fake news. And if you want to talk further about a relationship with Russia, look no further than the Clintons. As we've said time and time again, Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 to give a speech to a Russian bank and was personally thanked by Putin for it. Hillary Clinton allowed one-fifth of America's uranium to reserve to be sold to a Russian firm whose investors were Clinton Foundation donors. And the Clinton campaign chairman's brother lobbied against sanctions on Russia's largest bank and failed to report it. If you guys want to talk about having relations, which you seem obsessed with doing, look no further than there. If you want to talk about somebody who's actually been tough on Russia, look at President Trump. He wants more fracking, more coal, more energy, a stronger military, a stronger defense. Those things aren't good for Russia. I think the distinctions are very clear, and you guys want to create a narrative that just doesn't exist.
Folks, this is what I'm telling you. It was so refreshing to hear somebody from Washington, D.C. finally tell the media, do your job. Stop being a mouthpiece for the Democratic National Committee and do your job. If you want to investigate and look under every stone, don't just pick the blue stones. Look under all of them. Why is this such a riddle? I don't get it. I don't know. I applauded her.
I love that lady.
I've just had enough of the bold-faced lies, even if the lies are by omission. Enough. Listen, folks, our guest Michael Clark has joined us. Michael, I apologize for you getting stuck in the middle of my brief rant, but welcome to the Mike Hewitt Show.
I appreciate you having me on.
First off, you're a professor with Hillsdale College, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And you do a little bit of work with some Tesla? Tell me the connection, you, Tesla, and Hillsdale.
The Tesla connection is just as an economist looking at what's happening in Michigan. I'm not affiliated at all with Tesla.
Okay, so now as I understand it, and I don't, by the way, I've got an extremely novice understanding of it. Let me preface it by acknowledging that. There's a little bit of political drama going on as it relates to the state of Michigan's government and Tesla, in terms of production at least, if not sales in total. But what's the current state of relationship with the state of Michigan government and Tesla?
Yeah, the state of Michigan kind of in 2014 passed a bill that's now known as the anti-Tesla bill, and that basically just locked Tesla out of the state of Michigan because they go from manufacturer direct sales to customers. And the state of Michigan and a few other states have that requirement to have dealerships in the loop.
Right,
and now Tesla is looking for manufacturing in a state,
right,
and obviously they're not going to choose Michigan because
right.
We're kind of picking and choosing favorites.
Well, yeah, but we are
along the way.
We are, but let me just do a little bit of inset there. The area that I do have a moderate amount of expertise in is the dealership franchise side of this debate.
Great.
I spent 3 decades in various management positions in the retail auto industry, and the Michigan Dealer Association has campaigned very hard over a long time, way, way, way before Tesla ever even was a thought, to do something to protect dealerships from manufacturers, because there's been times over the over the last 100 years where the manufacturers didn't treat their retail body very friendly. And so there was a lot of long-term, decades of long-term of lobbying from the dealer body to say to the state of Michigan, we need some protection because they're not playing on an even field. If you've got a two-tier or a three-tier marketing system, whatever you have, make it consistent. If you've got a personal relationship with your cousin that owns a dealership, Mr. Manufacturer, that dealer shouldn't get a better deal than I'm getting as a dealer, especially when most of these folks have their entire world invested into it with mortgages up the... And then you got the manufacturers playing games with them. So that's the backside to that. It wasn't a shot at Tesla. It was the dealer body in Michigan, mostly new car franchises, but not entirely, protecting themselves from manufacturers that have lesser than an integritous way of looking at retail.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you of the intent behind the laws and everything there. The question is, to me, what better regulates the market? Do people better regulate the market, or does government intervention in saying we have to have no direct-to-dealership kind of laws and regulations better regulate the market? And economists have looked at these dealership laws, and they have consistently shown about a 6% increase in prices, right, across the board, as opposed to having the competitive forces at play.
Yep. I don't disagree with you. The other side of the coin is, I own Renegade River, which is, frankly, it's the primary sponsor for this show. Renegade River, okay, is a sporting goods store, and in it I sell firearms. And of late, the firearms industry is going through some changes. They call it the Brock boom and the Trump slump. And so, okay, firearm sales have lost the political edge because nobody feels that their rights are being challenged. Irony being what it is, most of their rights that have been challenged have been on a local and state level. That's an entirely different topic. But where I'm going with this, where I'm going with this is that Smith & Wesson specifically has decided that it would be good for them to contract with a very small handful of national retail outlets, internet-based outlets. And so they've contracted with them, and they've sold just an incredible number of products, such as the Smith & Wesson Shield. And by the way, when they're doing it cheaper than even my distributor pays for it. So you've got a lot of independent stores that are stuck out there being absolutely cannibalized directly, in my view, by Smith & Wesson. And I ask, as a retailer, since integrity doesn't seem to exist, do I have any protection? And the answer is the same thing that the dealer body in Michigan looked for to get itself protected from those type of manufacturers.
I'm gonna real quick step in because I had this debate with you too, Mike.
You lost.
There's a difference here. This isn't Chevy selling to dealerships and then Chevy trying to sell direct to customer. This is an entirely different company with its own model. So whether it's a vehicle or not, if Benelli wants to sell direct to customer...
Listen, we fortunately, you're out of time.
Yeah, I saw that.
We're going to go to a break, folks, and when we get back, Michael, I hope you'll stay on with us. Folks, we'll be right back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Russell Wilson here.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
kids.
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
All I hear is repeal and replace. And then I get there and I said, where's the bill? I want to sign it first day. And they don't have it.
President Trump continuing to slam Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell after McConnell made comments over the weekend that President Trump was partially to blame for the GOP health care plan not getting done. The president also addressed his harsh words about North Korea.
They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years. And it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries.
And at the news conference, the president also addressed what he called a growing crisis in America, the opioid crisis. President Trump said the opioid crisis is not like any other drug crisis the U.S. has faced. He said he believes stronger law enforcement is necessary to tackle the crisis. He expressed his confidence in Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price to lead the attack against opioid addiction in the U.S. USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition Summer Essentials Set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials Set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, we've got Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts, all. And today with us is Michael Clark, who's professor at Hillsdale College. Michael, I appreciate you staying through the break. We kind of had our timing a little bit scuffed up, but we're talking about Tesla and their business model, which eliminates or does not have a dealer body, and the fact that the state of Michigan has laws that protect dealer bodies from manufacturers. So though that's the rub. It's not an advocation for Tesla or against Tesla, other than I don't like subsidized companies. That's an entirely different topic we'll have to save for another time, and that's when we're going to scuff you bald-headed, Ludwig.
I've mentioned that multiple times. This company would not survive without the government subsidies. Well, Tesla's only around because of that.
But that's why they're looking for shortcuts every which way they can. On the other hand, I am a little bit self-serving here because I wouldn't mind their manufacturing in Michigan. So if
it would
we can
be worth it, yeah. There's no way they're going
to choose. Tesla's this great case to look at if you want to understand cronyism, right? Because cronyism right now, theoretically, if you want to talk about that, and maybe it's for the best or whatever, but with the dealership regulations that are happening. It's keeping the manufacturing out of Michigan, and the cronyism is keeping them afloat in other states where they're trying to sell their cars, and they can only do it with tons of subsidies.
Tell me how
not the way an economy advances.
Michael, tell me how you're applying the word cronyism in this circumstance. Who are the are the cronies the dealer body?
I mean, to me, cronyism is any time that you use the political process for profit as opposed to the market process.
That would be
and
socialism.
So what we're doing is we're distorting the incentives for producing in the state of Michigan. We're incentivizing people to use the political process, even if it is a good idea to use it.
I get that, except for where I push back a little bit, Michael, is that the laws that were set up in the state of Michigan to protect the dealer body were specifically protecting it from cronyism. And so that's one of those teeter-totters where regardless of which end you're going to run to, the other end's going to pop up on you. But it was there specifically to thwart cronyism because the manufacturer base, I mean, Tucker Car Manufacturing is a great example of why there is such a law in the state of Michigan. The manufacturers were ramrodding anybody that got in their way or their friend's way. And that was cronyism to me. And so as a dealer, why would a dealer want to go invest a whole bunch of money into a community? And by the way, folks, pay a couple $100,000 a year in property taxes to your local government. Why would a dealer want to do that if they could have somebody else come in and entirely skip that process and do it the way they want to do it? I don't see it as cronyism. We've got to have some guidelines to say this is how we're defining fair in the state. Now, and Tesla's got every right to lobby, to campaign, to get either their organization recognized in some other different fashion or to become part of that process or to change the process. I applaud them for that, but we all can't have it both ways.
Hey, Mike, being from the great state of Illinois, where we use cronyism via the tax system.
Sure.
So that everybody doesn't leave the state, we'll exempt the big boys and make the tax burden so huge for starting a business that, hence the reason why everybody's leaving Illinois and hence the reason why Illinois is in a death spiral economically. But, you know, so, I mean, I do appreciate the point that, sadly, there is cronyism and it's injecting political processes into what we both believe in relative to the free market.
I agree with that, and I would say to all three of you and to everybody, my problem with Tesla's argument is that they exist because of cronyism. But that's how I said, without the cronyism factor here, I mean, let me say it differently, and it goes to Miles's point, without our federal and tax base, there'd be no Tesla. It would still be a history book with a picture of a strange-looking guy. It is just that. It exists because of cronyism. There was somebody's pet project, and poof, now you've got a coal-burning company. It was Obama. And I don't know why liberals, and I'm not trying to make a partisan shot right here, but I can't understand why they think it's a good idea to inject federal capital into a coal-burning automotive manufacturing company. I don't get that.
And a lot of times, too, when they do these kind of things, who it really actually hurts is it skews the playing field towards bigger corporations and multi-billionaires versus the little startups that are going to be kind of part of the juice of getting the economy going, because small startup companies can't afford these massive lobbying and regulatory costs, whereas big companies actually can afford that.
And it's
skewing the playing field.
Michael, but it's exactly that logic that the dealer body lobbied for the state of Michigan to protect dealer bodies from wayward manufacturers. It is exactly what you just articulated that caused that law to be in the first place.
I would agree to disagree. I'd rather have the market regulate that out.
Yeah.
And economists have shown that it would reduce costs if we didn't have those dealership laws. So I don't understand how it would be a bad thing for the consumer to have lower costs. I mean, they've estimated at about 6%. These dealership laws add additional costs. So if you're buying a $25,000 car, that's $1,500.
Michael, I think I'm not entirely disagreeing with you, but to me this is and no disrespect to any of my esteemed colleagues, you or Ludwig or Miles, but that's a classic case of letting the bean counters loose in the marketing department, because the popula doesn't want to buy something for $40,000 that they can't feel, taste, and smell. And that's where those vehicles have got to be sitting on the ground if we're looking at any type of mass production sales. Let me give you an example of that. In the very beginning of my career, you'd go to dealerships and there'd be 15 or big dealerships, by the way, there'd be 15 or 20 vehicles in inventory. And the public said, oh, no, no, we want to see our choices. And so that blossomed from the late 70s to now when you go to dealerships, if they're successful, they've got a couple hundred cars in inventory because customers, the folks, people, citizens, taxpayers, by the way, Mr. Tesla out there somewhere, taxpayers that pay for your existence actually want to see the rubber on the ground. They want to test drive it. They want to be presented it.
Yeah, but
that's just the reality of the market.
That is true, I agree, Michael, because
that's great. If that's true, that's great, but we don't want to actually decide that using political power. We would rather have the market fail Tesla out. I mean, we don't know what actually works.
Being a pragmatist, I'd make the trade with you guys. I would say let's get rid of the law. Let's let Tesla in, both with their sales of their product and with their manufacturing. And the trade-off is not one more government penny goes into your coffers, Tesla.
That'd be great.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. If they want an even playing field, let's give them an even playing field. Actually, they don't want an even playing field. They want something different.
No, they don't.
But I'd still make the trade.
But to Michael's point about small businesses, if I'm a startup manufacturer of vehicles, I may not be able to afford to go out and franchise it right away. How am I supposed to get my vehicles to people? There's no Walmart or Amazon to sell my vehicles to somebody, so I have to go direct to consumer. But I wouldn't be able to do that in Michigan.
Go ahead.
How am I supposed to do it?
I don't know. How?
There's a law here in Michigan that says I would not be able to sell those vehicles directly to the consumer.
Right.
So I have to find somebody to third party it.
Or go to Ohio or somewhere else.
Who's going to pay me to do that?
Yep, go to Ohio or somewhere else. I get it. Listen, that's Michael's entire point.
Yeah. That's why I said I agree with him.
I get it. Just everyone's got to understand this is a teeter-totter.
Yeah.
There will be something you don't like as a result of getting what you want.
Well, that's every decision.
But in this particular one, it's exactly right, because if you look at who employs in the automotive business, the manufacturers in the state of Michigan employ far less people than the dealer retail body does. So we need to be very, very careful what we ask for with these laws.
The manufacturers, you said.
The manufacturers employ less people than the dealer body does. So if we're looking at employment and the impact on the economy, I don't know that we're stepping back and looking at the entire thing. I think we're doing that's a problem.
Yeah, as an economist, what I am trying to highlight is kind of the secondary effects. We can think about, oh, well, if we had the manufacturing and not the dealers, we would have fewer jobs. But what we're also doing is we're incentivizing all of this kind of lobbying and higher regulation, which is going to force away future jobs that would come to the area.
Professor Michael Clark, I'm out of time, but listen, thank you very, very much for doing the extra steps to get on board.
It's great
with
to
us.
Hear the conversation.
There you go. Thank you, sir, and folks, we'll be right back.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. this is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we've turned that corner. Here is the Enigma Report.
Listen, folks, it's a big enigma for me and probably a lot more folks than just me. Miles Bauer, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, help me understand something. When you look at the position, the role that the United States is supposed to play in the world, I'm a non-interventionist, and I watch the North Korean thing. I watch some of the stuff makes sense to me as a non-interventionist. We obviously have to defend ourselves against North Korea. Although I wonder if we would have had to defend ourselves against North Korea if we weren't playing on the world stage as if we're the world's police officers, etc., in the first place. I wonder that a lot. And I look back, in trying to find an answer, I look back to the history of the United States. And all of our founding fathers, the majority of them, will offer some variation of a quote that says, trade with all nations, alliance or allegiance with none. They didn't want to embroil ourselves with Russia or with Europe and become Europe is what they were against. All kinds of different quotes from all of them. And so I pause and I think about that. And I look at our contemporary leadership, congressional and otherwise, and I ask myself, are we in total smarter, wiser than our founders? They created a constitution that's now become the longest acting constitution in the world, and we can't create a frickin' health care bill. And are we wiser than that? And so then I ask all the cliches. Why are we in countries that I can't pronounce, defending bases that we set up for World War I? What are we thinking? And we're not defending our own borders. Some of it is cliche, but it causes me to ask the greater, the more broad question of, what is the proper role of the United States of America in the world? I think it's changing. Miles has made the point on this show a number of times that we are watching an ideological shift. I'm putting words in your mouth a little bit, Miles. I'll give you the floor in a second. But we're watching the party shift. What defines a Democrat has shifted. Certainly that's true with the Republicans. More important than party politics, what a conservative is and who wants to be part of the conservative movement. All of those things are shifting. And with it, we're starting to notice that how Americans in general define our role in the world, that's changing also. Miles, what say you on this topic?
You pretty much got a spider web of issues going around there. I'll start off with the founders, with a rhetorical question around. So France certainly helped us during the Revolutionary War.
Yep.
So was there, did we owe France a bit of a debt?
Perhaps, but on the other hand, and by the way, I've used that argument even against my own current ideology. So I've faced it, but I got to tell you, France didn't do it because they were nice people. They did it because they were not real impressed with the United Kingdom either. And by the way, they profited from it. First off, they spent all their treasures on it. Their long-term plan was to reap some benefit from their alliance with us financially. So they weren't doing it just because they were nice guys trying to be world powers and straighten out everyone else's wars. They had an agenda.
Right. And they had the same agenda that Ronald Reagan had when he gave Osama bin Laden arms to go beat up the Soviets in Afghanistan.
Tell me about that. What would we get? What did Ronald Reagan perceive that we were going to get out of that exchange? It's one of the areas I disagree with him on, by the way. I'm a big Reagan fan, a Reaganite, if you will. But there were there were four or five things that left me going, what? And that was one of them. So,
yeah, so remember he was against Soviet expansion.
Right.
And when the Soviets attempted to come into Afghanistan, that's when he started feeding arms to Osama bin Laden, who was part of the resistance at the time. So, I mean, this was the whole premise behind the Cold War. Reagan came in saying, I'm not going to surrender another square inch to the Soviets.
Right.
And that was just like the whole Central America, all of the various different problems going on down there. Afghanistan was just one of them. So President Reagan wasn't doing it, in my humble opinion, because he had sympathy for Afghanistan, but he was beating up what he perceived was his enemies.
The evil empire. But
right.
I can't know, but my perception at the time, it remained so, was that his overreaching or overriding agenda was to protect the United States, period.
Right.
And not just him, but when you look at the United States historically, how many times have we gotten in the other nations' civil wars? Certainly he did Nicaragua. We got to hear about the Iran-Contra affair. I mean, those are examples of it. I push back on all of them. I do. I would agree with him ideologically, but then I pause and say, are these things really the business of the United States? Are they worth, is it worth the treasury and blood of the United States citizenry? And I kind of put it on that scale when I'm asking myself, is it our business? You know, folks will say, oh, Mike, you're an isolationist. No, I'm not. I want to do the other part, which is trade with all nations. I just don't want to send our sons and daughters off to die for somebody that hates our guts. I don't get that.
This all goes back to World War II.
Goes back way further than that.
This, when you ask why did we become the world's police, we were not the world's police before World War II.
And some would say that's why FDR had to allow the Pearl Harbor thing to happen.
It was the only way we could get in.
I'm not saying he allowed it. I'm saying that's certainly one of the theories that floats, because the United States citizenry leaned towards non-interventionism.
World War II started in 39.
Yep.
We didn't get in until 42.
Right.
And that's why we were not going to get involved in a world conflict again after World War One.
Well, we were funneling money and all kinds of stuff along the way, the Lend-Lease program. What were you starting to say, Miles?
I was just saying that the Soviets used the whole Civil War, creating a problem in each country, to slowly take over the country. So I guess to balance that against your point of wanting to not get involved, you have to find a balance in there to where you say, look, you've taken enough countries. We are now going to have to inject ourselves for our own defense. Otherwise, what occurred in Cuba would have occurred in Canada, Mexico, and we would just be surrounded.
Sure. Yeah, and to some degree, I would say that it did happen in Mexico to a lesser degree, but not much. I mean, they still had a lot of resources and boots on the ground in Mexico. The Soviets did that, that is. Listen, when you get the devil's in the details, and it's very easy for us non-interventionists to say, why are we there? But then you start hacking it down. To me, it's got to have a direct threat to the shores of the United States for me to be the guy that said, okay, send in the Moab or whatever we're going to use.
So let me ask you a question then.
Yep.
Do you sit here in the United States while the Soviets shut off heating oil to all of Europe, and do you just watch Europe freeze?
See, it's a toughie. And I've used against my own argument, by the way. You know, the guy across the street is beating his wife and raping his daughter. Do you just change the channel and pull the curtain shut, or do you get involved? Folks, I got to tell you, the devil is absolutely in the details on this topic. But then when I look at most of our world troubles, it comes from exactly what we're talking about, and that's our intervention. Certainly, we should never be a nation builder state. My reason for bringing this up today, folks, though, is that it's my view that at least on a federal level, the establishment of both parties tend to be very, very pro the United States engaged in the world, is how they would put it. Devil's in the details. So is that how you see the establishment, Miles?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of money that can be involved. Hello, Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, Clinton's made a ton of money, which was the point of me playing that clip I didn't get to talk about like I had planned. But it goes back to who's really doing what, and most of the folks in what I refer to as in the squishy middle are the folks that absolutely agree we ought to be all over the world as a world police. I just don't. But you've made valid points on that topic, and Ludwig, even you did.
Did they hear that?
We'll pick that argument you think you won up next week. That's going to be fun. You got to see him. He's just sitting here with a big, big grin on his face. Yeah?
Yep, I won.
Yeah, oh, boy. Follow us on Twitter at TalkMikeHewitt. At TalkMikeHewitt.com now. There we go, folks. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
State problems once and for all.
Changing that up a little bit, even little tater tots or something would be kind of cool on there. So, filet.
Bars of a song, he'd just break into playing the guitar and be able to sing. But again, a very poignant video. I think it's called I'll Be Me. Last night, there was no winner.
Bench clearing brawl with several players getting tossed around. Both teams will meet in the preseason, but don't see each other during the regular season.
At excessive expectations.
Some are not bothered by it at all. Republican
representative. A novel, which was written by America's librarian, Nancy Pearl.
In officiating positions, refs have always worked as
and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective. And you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even
are disciplined. There are several preseason NFL games on the schedule.
And UConn, Alaska Yukon Pacific Exhibition. And the
1-4 HMC.
Apartment complex to start with, where you can buy your own apartment. And we just take and repurpose some of this 40%. And
That's
at the
awesome.
End of the post, when somebody puts a stone.
Very knowledgeable about the entire.
And counting. That's twice as many. Help.
Repeat it. More of the same.
Vice President of Football Operations, Troy Vince.
Ready a blockbuster.
If you feel compelled, please reach out to Hunter and Helpline. And they have a website there that you can help out as well. Well, my man Mark LaRose is in the wings at the Green Room. He's going to be coming in just a few minutes. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thanks to Joe Peters for his contribution to the show and a great insight into our economy here at Hunter Chamber. I'm going to be on vacay for a couple of days.
1-4-HMC, or visit us on the web at www.
Buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100.
Is down is up 0.66. Newmont Mining is 0.55%. Chesapeake Energy 0.46. and Pioneer Natural Resources up 0.33%. The previous forecast said so. It's going to be patchy fog this morning.